If you have your Bible, turn this morning to the ninth Psalm. The ninth Psalm. Again, at verse 1, the Bible says, I will praise Thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all Thy marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in Thee. I will sing praise to Thy name, O Thou Most High. When mine enemies are turned back, they shall fall and perish at Thy presence. For Thou hast maintained my right in my cause. Thou sattest in the throne judging right. Thou hast rebuked the heathen. Thou hast destroyed the wicked. Thou hast put out their name forever and ever. O Thou enemy, destructions are come to the perpetual end, and Thou hast destroyed cities. Their memorial is perished with them. But the Lord shall endure for all. He hath prepared His throne for judgment, and He shall judge the world in righteousness, and He shall minister judgment to the people in uprightness. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble, and they that know Thy name will put their trust in Thee. For Thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek Thee. Sing praises to the Lord which dwelleth in Zion. Declare among the people His doings. When He maketh inquisition for blood. Now listen to this. He remembereth them. He forgetteth not the cry of the humble. Have mercy upon me, O Lord. Consider my trouble which I suffer of them that hate me. Thou that liftest me up from the gates of death, that I may show forth all Thy praise in the gates of the daughter of Zion. I will rejoice in Thy salvation. The heathen are sunk down in the pit that they made. In the net which they hid is their own foot taken. The Lord is known by the judgment which He executeth. The wicked is snared in the work of his own hands. Hegalion, Salon. And the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. For the needy shall not always be forgotten. The expectation of the poor shall not perish forever. Arise, O Lord, let not man prevail. Let the heathen be judged in Thy sight. Put them in fear, O Lord, that the nations may know themselves to be but men. Selah. As we look at this morning, we can see this saying, and the Bible's I want to focus on a verse here this morning, verse 17. The Bible says, the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. Amen? Help us never to forget God. Amen? We need to remember who God is. Remember what God did for us, that He gave us His only begotten Son, that through Him we might have life, and that in abundance this morning. Amen. Praise God. As we look around today, we see people all around us that are trying to find life and happiness and joy, and they can't find it because it's not there to be had. But praise God, I want to say that in the Lord Jesus Christ, when we put our faith and trust in Him, there's something that moves in, praise God, and it fills up all those voids of the soul of man. Amen. The soul of man is longing, desiring for something. And we see this, and it's been said that David wrote this psalm when he was caught in sin with Bathsheba, and they had a son of that wicked desire and lust that he went after, and Nathan come to him and began to tell him about what had transpired and what had taken place. And you know the story as he tells it in 2 12. He said, Nathan come to him. He said, you know what, king? He said, they was a man. He had a one little old ewe lamb. It's all he had. He loved it. He cherished it. He took care of it. He fed it at his own table. Treated it just like it was one of his little children. David said, oh yeah, that's great. It's good that he could do that. But he said, there was a certain rich man who had an abundance of sheep and property and everything else. And there was a traveler come along. You know the story, I'm paraphrasing. But he said, when that traveler come along, and instead of taking one of his own, he took that one single little ewe lamb from that fella and all he had, and he took it to himself, and he slew it for that traveler. And the Bible says that David was upset. Amen? He was upset. He said, well, if he's going to do that, then he needs to be punished. He's going to have to repay fourfold and this and that. He said, that man should be punished. I wonder how more today, people, that we should be punished for the transgressions, our transgressions against God. Amen. He loves us so much. And He tries to help us so much, but we won't receive that help. He's got it in abundance. He wants to give it to us, but we don't want to receive it. Amen? But if we would receive it, He would bless us on purpose. But David said in verse 6 of 2 Samuel 12, he said, He shall restore the lamb fourfold because he did this thing and because he had no pity. Amen? But then Nathan looked at him between beak and bill, and he said, Thou art the man. Amen? In verse 7, Nathan said to David, Thou art the man. Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, I anointed thee king over Israel. I delivered thee out of the hand of Saul. And I gave thee thy master's house and thy master's wives into thy bosom, and gave thee the house of Israel and of Judah. And if that had been too little, I would have moreover have given unto you such and such things. He said, if that hadn't have been enough, all you'd have had to do is ask God, and He'd supply the need. He'd give you that you had need of. We said the other day, praise God, I told somebody yesterday, matter of fact, I said, you know what, as I think about my life, I can never remember a time that God did not meet my need. Amen? He's not always given me everything I want, but He's always met my need. Amen? He's met yours too because you're still here today. Amen? Praise the Lord. If He hadn't, you wouldn't be here. He's supplied. He's met your need. Nathan's telling David, he said, praise God, the Lord has always met your need. He said, wherefore? Now listen, what took place in David's life? He said, wherefore hast thou despised the commandment of the Lord? He said, why have you despised God's commandment? Why have you put at naught the commandment of God? God help us today. Can you not see us going down the same road? Why do we despise the commandments of God? Why do we despise His Word? Why are we trying to change His Word? Amen? The Bible says, let God be true and every man a liar. Amen. If a man stands up and says thus and thus, praise God, if it don't line up with what God's Word says, praise God, we need to leave that alone and stick with God. Amen. Amen. We need to stay with God. And if there's ever been a time that God's people need to stick together and stick with God, it's the day and hour that we live. Amen. We need His strength. We need His power. We need His comfort. We need His provision. Amen. He's a providing God, praise the Lord. Able to meet all of our needs. Amen. He said to do evil in His sight. Thou hast killed Uriah the Hittite with a sword, and hast taken his wife to be thy wife, and hast slain him with the sword of the children of Ammon. Now therefore the sword shall never depart. Listen to this. And now he said, now therefore the sword shall never depart from thine house, because thou hast despised me and hast taken the wife of Uriah the Hittite to be thy wife. Amen. David was king. He was that great political figure, amen. He was that man that was supposed to be trying to seek God's will and to do right and to lead his people well. That was his heart's desire. Amen. That's what he should have wanted to do. Amen. It ought to be our heart's desire. It ought to be our people's desire. It ought to be our nation's desire to follow God. Amen. It ought to be our absolute focus. Are you hearing me this morning? It ought to be our absolute focus to follow God and keep His commandments. Amen. Amen. What's right, praise God. What God says is right is right. Amen. And it always will be right. Amen. I'm glad today, praise God, God's not wishy-washy. Amen. He don't change His mind. Amen. I might change my mind 3 times before I get to the house today. Amen. My wife might change my mind for me before I get the house today. But praise God, I serve a God today that He don't change His mind. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He changeth not. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, thus saith the Lord, behold, I will raise up evil against thee. You say, you know what we do? We say, you know what, preacher? It don't matter what they do. And you know our favorite term? It won't affect me none. Huh? It won't affect, hey, what they do up there in Washington, what they do down somebody else's house, it won't affect me none. Really? What David done in his house, praise God, it affected the whole nation of Israel. Amen. He said, I will raise up evil against thee unto thy, and out of thine own house. And I will take thy wives before thine eyes and give them unto thy neighbor. And he shall lie with them, with thy wives in the side of this son. For thou didst it secretly. We think we can hide from God. Boy, you're miserably mistaken. Amen. He sees you everywhere you're at. Wherever you are, praise God, that's where he's at. He sees you, praise God. He knows the thoughts and intent to divide asunder of the soul and the spirit. Amen. You can't hide from God. Amen. He's right there. He sees you, sees what you do, knows what you think. Amen. Knows what's in your heart. In other words, when you try to do good, he knows why you're trying to do good. Hey, now that's something, because most time we don't even know that ourselves. But God knows. Amen. Ain't you glad he's God? Amen. Amen. Praise God. He's so great and so marvelous to usward. And we neglect him so many times. He said, and David said unto Nathan, now this is where our nation needs to come to. Amen. This right here, this in verse 13, this is where America needs to be headed. This is the direction that we need to be flowing to. And David said unto Nathan, I have sinned against the Lord. Amen. Amen. They said, I've sinned against the Lord. Hey, what we need to do is we need to have some men, praise God, with enough backbone, glory be God, when the Holy Ghost of God convicts our heart and fall on our face, amen, and say, you know what? I've sinned against God. We ought to have enough men in the church, praise God, that can say, you know what? I haven't been living right. I haven't been doing my part. I've sinned against God. Amen. We ought to have enough women, praise God, to stand up, you know what? I haven't done my part. I haven't fulfilled my part. I've sinned against God. Amen. Praise God, this is a shouting service this morning. Praise God. Hey, you know why? Because, hey, praise God, God wants to tell us how we can get back our shout. How we can rejoice in the Lord, praise God, and shout instead of pout. Amen? Hey, we've had enough pouting, praise God. It's time to do some shouting. I want to say, praise God, you can shout when you get victory in Jesus. Amen? Praise the Lord. He'll set us free. Amen? But he said, I have sinned against the Lord. You say, well, preacher, why should we confess? Why should we repent? Why? You know, I know people say, well, preacher, we're saved now. We don't have to repent no more. Amen. I'm saved now. I ain't going to repent no less than I did when I was lost. Amen. When I was lost, I didn't have no reason to repent. But now, praise God, I realize I've all sinned to come short of glory, God. Every day, praise God, I'm apt to mess up. And when I do, I say, Lord God, forgive me an old sinner. Help me, Lord Jesus, to do better than I did yesterday. Amen. You said it don't make no difference. Listen to what he says, verse 13. He said, I have sinned against the Lord. Nathan said, verse 14, she said, how be it? Because by this deed thou hast given great occasion to the enemies of the Lord to blaspheme. The child also that is born unto thee shall surely die. You say what we do don't make a difference. You say what the nation does don't make a difference. I want to say, praise God, it makes all the difference. Amen. These little ones that we set under us, praise God, they're watching us. They're gleaning from us. They're seeing fruit from us. Or they're seeing bitterness from us. Praise God, we need to be gleaning. They need to be gleaning the good things of God. Amen. Amen. It affects the whole nation. Amen. How we live, you know what's wrong with America, praise God? We took our eyes off God. We've been so blessed for so long. Amen. We have everything we don't want for nothing. Amen. We've been blessed. He supplied our needs, praise God, and give us our wants. And we've took advantage of that. We've took advantage of God. We haven't thanked Him. We haven't praised Him, praise God. We've taken our eyes off of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. It breaks my heart because we see a fall of a nation. Amen. He said, the child also that is born in thee shall surely die. He said, this child's going to die. Amen. Because of the sin of the daddy. Amen. The sinfulness. But you know what God says? He said, that's all right. He said, I'll just take that little one to be with me. Amen. He said, I'm just going to go ahead and pluck him early. Amen. Praise God. He said, I'm not going to, hey, if you're going to live like that to be an example, I'm just going to go ahead and take that one. I'm going to raise it myself. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We have a nation that's fallen. In Psalm chapter 33, the Bible says, verse 12, it said, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Amen. We need God. We need God to be our Lord. That means that's someone that we can follow. That's someone we listen to. That's someone that gives us guidance. That's someone that we can adhere to. Amen. That's what believing is, by the way. To trust in, to rely on, and adhere to a holy and a righteous God. The one that has the capability, praise God, to lift us up beyond ourselves, praise God, and put our feet upon a solid foundation, which is Christ Jesus the Lord. All other foundations are miry clay and sinking sand. Amen. I called Brother Lockler last Sunday after we voted. We voted to send him money to put the foot nun under that church. That they went out there, they're going out next week to build out there in Nevada. That little old church on that Indian reservation. And I called him up and I said, Brother Lockler, I said, I talked to the church. I told him, I said, I'd be praying about that. And I'd talk church and see if we can help him. He said, we've got plenty of people. He said, got one church sending 49 people out to help us. Praise be to God. But he said, preacher, I said, well, brother, I just wanted to call and ask you how we could help you. He said, glory to God. He got beside himself. He said, that's an answer to prayer, preacher. He said, I've got plenty of help, but I don't have enough funds. I don't have enough money. He said, and the worst thing, praise God, is the foundation. I've got to haul concrete from 80 miles away just to do the foundation. It's going to be expensive. Amen. We come last Sunday. Praise God, we had a special offering. Amen, a fella offered. The church matched that. I called Brother Lockyer yesterday, last Sunday on the way to church. And I said, Brother Lockyer, how you doing? He said, praise the Lord, preacher. He said, just got out of service. I preached this morning and God showed up. I said, yes, sir. He did at our church too. And I want to say, praise God, when he passed through, he said to give you an offering. Amen. Amen. I said, we're sending you $3,200, praise God. We will take care of the foundation. Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. He said, hey! He said, if I get the foundation, glory be to God, I can build! Amen. What's wrong with America? We've lost our foundation. Amen. We need our foundation back. It needs to be strong. It needs to be caught up in the Word of the Lord. Amen. That He might bless us and help us. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 34. The Bible says, righteousness exalteth a nation. But sin is a reproach. In other words, it brings contempt to any people. Amen. He said, a righteousness exalts a nation. Remember what I said righteousness was? That's right in the eyes of God. What's right in the eyes of men, it don't matter. Amen. It don't matter. But what's right in the eyes of God, because we get right in the eyes of God, praise God, what we do in the eyes of men will be right. Amen. It'll be right. We won't have to worry about it. We won't have to worry about sneaking around doing things that we oughtn't to do. Amen. Everything we do, praise God, we'll be able to do in the daytime. Amen. Hey, why do you think America's in such a mess? Having all this rioting and looting, and it happens at night. Have you ever thought about that? Because that's where the wickedness is. It lives in the dark. Praise God. But I want to say glory to God. We're not children of the dark. We're children of the light. That marvelous light of the Lord Jesus Christ has shined upon us and it's shined in us and it gives us the help that we need. Amen. It gives us that help that we need. But I want to say today, this morning, on the authority of God, that our nation is in trouble. That's what I want to preach for just a minute, if God will help me. A nation in trouble. Amen. We're in trouble. If we ain't careful, we're going down. You see, there's some things that's taking place in America that's pulling us down. Hey, some things that take place in America that God's not going to wink at. But He's going to hold us accountable. Amen. Because me and you, the church, praise God, we've dropped the ball. We haven't prayed. We haven't seeked God like we should. Praise God. Our whole world's a crushing down upon us. Amen. We did this to ourselves. We can blame it on anybody we want to, but we're responsible. Amen. This last Friday, we made history. Friday, June the 26th, 2015. Amen. There was a ruling passed down by the Supreme Court of these United States of America. Five people. Now it amazes me how five unelected officials can dictate to me and you and this great United States of America and make a law? How can five people overrule the voice of the people? Amen? There's a very small minority that's standing up for the wickedness of this world. But there's a grace and a vast society that stand up and say, you know what, we'll have no part with that. We're going to stay with God. Amen? In Isaiah chapter 10, verse 1, the Bible says this, "Woe unto them that decree unrighteous decrees." What took place last Friday was an unrighteous decree. Amen? But what does that mean? That preacher, that thing, it wasn't right in the eyes of God. That God looked down on, He said, that's wrong. Amen? They was four men. Thank God they was four that stood up and said, you know what? We'll have no part of this. Chief Justice Roberts, he said, who do we think we are? His words. In a rallying review, he told us, the rest of those five judges, he said, who do we think we are? He said, this is the way that it's been for centuries, throughout the duration of time. How can we change? Let me tell you how they change it. With the stroke of a pen, with unrighteousness. See, this doesn't take us by surprise. Romans chapter 1 said Rome was a great nation, an exceeding great nation, conquering and living, taking the charge of most of the world. The Roman Empire covered most of Europe. But because of their incest and their wickedness and their lustful desires, praise God, that Rome just caved in amongst itself. It ceased to be a great society because of wickedness. Amen. It's not the only one. What about Greece? Greece was a great and a thriving society. But because of the wickedness and the sins of incest and lust and their orgies and their parties and their sex parties, praise God, they cease to exist. They're about to crumble altogether. Amen. You say, preacher, it don't make good. I'm going to say it does because our nation's in trouble. Amen. He says, woe unto them that decree unrighteous decrees. Amen. Woe unto them. Amen. Listen to what he goes on in Isaiah chapter 10, verse 6. He said, I will send him against the hypocritical nation. Who's he talking about? A destroyer. Huh? God said, I'll send a destroyer against that hypocritical nation. We're fixing to celebrate our anniversary of our independence. Amen. This week, and I hope each and every one of you have a blessed 4th of July. I hope we take time to realize why we have this opportunity to celebrate this great day. It was because not a cause of men, but it's a cause of God Almighty gave us a place, glory to God, where men would stand and fight and bleed and die for a country, amen, like the United States of America, the greatest nation this side of glory, amen, that we can stand and praise God in freedom and liberty. Amen. We still are the greatest nation in the world. Amen. I love my country. I love my people. Praise God. God does too. But He said, I will send him against a hypocritical nation. He said, well, why you say that, Pastor? I say, we look around and they do their polls and now it's down. It used to be 84%, 82%. He said, now they're down to 72, 76% of people say that they're Christians. In other words, they're saying, I believe in Lord Jesus Christ. I believe the death, burial, and resurrection. But the Bible says they're hypocrites. Amen? They're hypocrites. They say, well, I believe. But I'm not going to do what He says. So I believe what God says. I believe. But I'm not going to do what He says. God help us. You see where we're at today? We're at a crossroads. We need to make a decision today of whose side we're on. Because we're at the very climax of this thing. We're at a crossroads. And we're going to have to decide whose side we're on. Amen. The decision came down last Friday, June the 26th, 2015, that they would give sodomites the right to marry. Amen. That they would give them the same rights that they do me and you. And you may be sitting here today and somebody brainwashed you and say, well, preacher, it's okay. They ought to be able to love who they want to love. You know, that's what they used to say. Hello? They used to say, we want the bad brother Jeff to love who I want to love. But they've already changed that. You know what they say now? I want to be able to love what I want to love. You see how far in the toilet we've already went? This decision will just give them an opportunity to come out, praise God, and spread their wicked perversion all over the world. You say, well, preacher, I don't see anything wrong with a man loving another man. Really? It goes against everything God designed. Amen. They've taken a rainbow, which was a signed covenant from God, praise God, that I'll never destroy the earth with a flood. They've taken our rainbow, our covenant God give us, praise God, and they've defiled that covenant and make it a symbol of wickedness. Amen? They've done that. We need to hold accountable those that need to be held accountable because it matters. Amen. It matters this morning. It matters to me as a pastor of this church. It should matter to you as mamas and daddy, as grandmas and grandpas. Because they don't want you. They know you're too old and set in your ways. But they want them little children. And they want our grandchildren. Amen. The leader of that several years ago said that, can I quote, he said, I'd like to sodomize every boy and girl in America. Amen. To defile them, to bring them down to where they are. Amen. But God had a different plan in the beginning. In Genesis chapter 2, God created man and woman. He created Adam. Adam was in the garden. And the Bible says, let me read that to you. God, I want you to misunderstand me this morning. Genesis chapter 2. He said, and Adam, and the Lord caused a deep sleep. Genesis chapter 2 and verse 21. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam. First anesthesia mentioned here, by the way. And he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh and stood thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman and brought her unto the man. Amen. God first instituted marriage in Genesis chapter 2. God designed it. He set it up the way He would have, you hear me, the way He would have it to be. Amen. That's what marriage is. God instituted the first one. Who are we, praise God, to change the will and the mind of God? We won't. Amen. And Adam was the first, he was the first follower of the Lord. He said, this is now bone of my bones. Amen. And flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. Therefore, because of this, because of what God has done, listen to what He says. Shall a man leave his father and his mother? A man leave his father and his mother. By the way, that's that established family. Amen. Because mom and dad, listen, you may have 1,400 dozen young'uns right now, but pray God one day that they're going to be gone and it'll be you and daddy home alone. Amen. That's still that family, praise God. God ain't changed a thing, not one fiber of it. Amen. He shall leave his father's mother and shall cleave unto his wife. And they shall be what? One flesh. See, if we get a hold of that day, it'd save a lot of aggravation in this world. If we get a hold of it, hey, praise God, it'd be hard for me to... I told my wife, she said, I told her one day, I said, if you ever decide to leave me, you got to tell me 2 days ahead of time. Amen. She said, why? I said, so I can pack my bags. I'm going with you. Amen. We're one, praise God. And a lot of times I think something, she says it. Amen. And vice versa. And listen to what it says. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed. Amen. They weren't ashamed, praise God, because that's the way God created them. Man and woman created He them. Praise the Lord. Amen. That's the way He designed it to be. But in this nation, we're trying to change the mind of God. You say, well, preacher, you know what somebody told me the other day? They said, well, preacher, that's the Old Testament. We're living in the day of grace. We're living in the New Testament. Yeah, we are. Let me just show you what it says in the New Testament. Matthew chapter 9. Amen. What Jesus said. Matthew chapter 19, I'm sorry. Matthew chapter 19. They was talking to Jesus about this husband and wife relationship in Matthew chapter 19. And look what Jesus says to them. Now I want you to watch this very carefully. This goes to show you, God don't change His mind. Amen. chapter 19. Matthew chapter 19, verse 4. And he answered and said unto them, have you not read that he which made them at the beginning, amen, made them male and female? Now, did you notice how Jesus reiterates this? He didn't say he made them, but he said he made them at the beginning. He said God in the beginning, praise God, had in his mind how he wanted it to be, praise God, and that's the way he made it. Let me tell you something. All you young people, look at me. Look at Pastor Jeff just a minute. If you're a little girl, praise God, you be grateful that you're a little girl. You thank God that you're a little girl, and one day you'll become a mighty woman for God. Amen. Amen. You little old boys, praise God, if you're here this morning, you listen to me. You be thankful that God made you a little boy. Amen. Don't you let nobody tell you any different, praise God. God made you that way on purpose. Amen. You remember that. When they try to tell you in school or wherever you go, amen, you tell them, listen, God made me a boy on purpose. Amen. He made me, praise God, to be a boy or to be a girl, praise God, that I could represent God. You see what's taking place in America? Let me tell you what's taking place. The devil, now listen to me. You skeptics out there say, well, preacher, I still believe people ought to be able to love who they want to love. You know what God, you know what the devil wants to do? He wants to destroy humanity. You not see it? If God, hey, if he can't beat us down, if he can't get us sinful, praise God, what he'll do? He'll just wipe us out. Huh? You see what the devil's trying to do? You take two ladies and you put them over there on the island alone. Praise God, in about 70 years, it'll be a desert island. Yeah. Amen? Right. You take two men and you put them on that same desert island, in about 70 years, it'll be a desert island. Yeah. Amen? Right. That's not the way God intended to be. He said in the beginning. See, devil come along in the beginning, praise God. Hey, before he ever entered into the garden, amen, God created man and woman, and he put them there, praise God, the way he wanted them to be. And the devil come in, he's been trying to destroy, tear that up ever since. If he can destroy the home, praise God, he's destroyed humanity. Amen. But praise God, we're going to rise up above him, glory to God. We're going to put our faith and trust in the Lord, and we're going to keep pressing on, telling the way it's supposed to be. When somebody asks, they say, thus says the Word of God. Amen. It makes a difference because our nation's in trouble. Jesus goes on in verse 5 of Matthew 19 and said, for this cause, listen to this. Do you get that? For this cause, he said, because he made a man and woman. Amen. Not Adam and Steve, Adam and Eve. Amen. He said, because he made them this way. It wasn't an accident. It wasn't a fluke of nature. Amen. Evolution didn't form them this way. God Almighty created them, put them in the garden. And he said, because for this cause shall a man, I won't even go there, shall a man leave father and mother, that family that he was a part of, said he leaves it and shall, listen, cleave to his what? Wife. Amen. Amen. He shall leave his father and mother. He's gonna separate himself from them. He's going to go down the road. He's going to take to him a wife that he's going to hold dear to her. He's going to love her. He's going to respect her. He's going to cherish her like Christ did the church, and he gave himself for it, praise God, and he'll never let nothing come in the way. That's the way God designed it to be. Amen. He said, they twain shall be one flesh. He said, two be one. Praise God, you can't separate one. When you try to separate one, you still got one. Amen. You know what's wrong in America? We never become one. You know why? Because most of the time, let me just say this, because a lot of men of God, so-called men of God, never take time. Somebody say, come, they'll come to me, Brother Jesse, and they say, Pastor, will you marry us? And a lot of preachers, so-called preachers, they'll say, yeah. I got counsel with you first. And they come before the preacher. You know what he asked them? He says, what kind of ceremony? He might say, well, how are you saved? And that one says, yeah. And the other says, well, yeah, I'm saved too. He said, well, what kind of marriage would you like? What kind of ceremony you want me to do? And he just hangs them out over the pit of the hell waiting on them to drop off in. Amen? What he ought to say, you know what? What you need to do is realize, praise God, that there's a good God of glory. Amen. He's putting this thing together. And if you'll keep your eyes and you focus on Him, and when times get rough, times get hard, praise God, there's a God that'll be there for you. And He'll deliver you again. Amen. But we don't get that. That's why America's failing. And the devil's just laughing and glee. Ha, ha, ha. Amen. Over souls and homes and lives being destroyed. But listen to what he says. Amen. He says, wherefore, they are no more twain but one flesh. Now listen to what he says. Now listen to this very carefully. What therefore? He said, because of this, because they're become one. He said, what therefore God hath joined together, let not man put asunder. He's not talking about that individual marriage. He's talking about marriage the way He designed it in the garden. Amen. He said it should be between a man and a woman that love each other and love God and are seeking help. Amen. Wanting to go on for His glory. Amen. It's about an individual relationship, but it's about a relationship that God established. Amen. He said, no, letting man, what are they trying to do? Amen. What are they trying to do? The woe to the ones that make a degree, an unrighteous decree. They've tried to, you know what, then the devil stepped up in the minds of those five people and he said, let's tear this apart. This is an opportunity to tear it apart. Huh? One man that's supposedly to be a conservative, he turned his vote and was the casting vote that decided it. I'll tell you who he was, Kennedy. Kennedy's the one that made the deciding vote. He said, you know what? He said, I'm going to go with them this time. Amen. So I think everybody has a right to be happy. God help America. Our nation is in trouble. Praise the Lord. He said, let not man put asunder. Praise God. He said, what he's doing, he's allowing the sodomites to come out of the woodwork. You say, preacher, you hate them people? No. I love them people. I love them, but I hate that wicked sin. It's wickedness. It's defilement of God's relation, husband-wife, or human relationship. Amen. And God hates it. And I tell you, so preacher, how do you know? Because He said He did. Jesus right here said it. This is the way it's supposed to be. Amen. He said it in the old book. He said it in the new book. He said it in Leviticus. He said it's an abomination for a man to lay with a man and a woman with a woman. He even went as far as in Leviticus chapter 20 verse 13. He said, put this wickedness out from among you. He said, their blood will not be on your hands. Amen. How did they do that back then? They took them outside the city and they stoned them that they'd die. It's wickedness. He said, preacher, I wouldn't say that. I know, but God did. God said, there's one sin that He called by name and He said, I hate it. And they said, that's sodomy. He said, it goes against the very hand of God. Amen. He said, I hate it. You can look at those verses. They're in Leviticus 18, 22. Never mind, I'll read them to you. I don't want you to go out here and say, well, Pastor Jeff said... Leviticus 18, 22 says, thou shalt not lay with mankind as with womankind. It is abomination. Leviticus chapter 20, verse 13. He said, if a man also lie with mankind as he lieth with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination. You know what that means? That's an extreme hatred toward God. Amen? And it makes God sick. He said, they shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. Amen. But thank God for the day of grace. Amen. 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 We live in a day of grace. Praise God. We get the word to them. We encourage them. We love them and tell them, you know what? What you're doing is wrong. God hates that. But you know why they're doing it? Because they're looking for love. And they don't find it in this world. Amen. But they won't find it till they find the Lord Jesus Christ and that free pardon of sin. They'll keep looking, they'll desiring, trying to find it. Just like they talk about over in Titus chapter 1. The Bible says that verse 12 says, one of themselves, even a prophet of their own, said that Christians are always liars, evil beasts, and slow bellies. This witness is true. Wherefore rebuke them sharp that they may be sound in the faith. Amen? He said, they're not going according to God. He said, you know what he said? Rebuke them sharply. We tiptoe around and we say, well, you know what? You oughtn't to do that. That's not really good. That's, you know, you're... No, we'll say, you know what? God says He hates that mess. He loves you, and He wants to bring you out of that. He wants to put His arms around you and love you, praise God, unto Himself. Amen. That's what love is. He said, not giving heed to Jewish fables or commandments of men that turned from the truth unto the pure, all things are pure, but unto them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure. That's why they want all these little children. They want to destroy and take away their purity. Amen. America's in a mess. But even their mind and conscience is defiled. Amen. It'd take a sick individual to hurt one of these little kids. Amen. I tell you what, you let Pastor Jeff know somebody's hurting one of these little kids. We'll put an end to that in quick fashion and hurry. Me and some of these men will go pay a visit. They think the Ku Klux Klan used to be bad. Amen. We'll knock on the doors and say, look here, fella, we ain't putting up with this mess. Amen. Praise God. It's time that we stand up for what's right. Amen. Poured them to the authorities. He said they profess that they know God. How many of you know like that? Live like the devil. He said, but in works they deny Him, being abominable and disobedient, and unto every good work reprobate. Reprobate. Amen. He said, you know what? We know what's right, but we ain't going to accept the truth. That's where we're at today. America, our nation is in trouble because we've took our eyes off of God and we've went with the way of the devil. Amen. He's out to destroy mankind. He's out to destroy humanity. And if we ain't very careful, we'll march right down the road with Him. Amen. You say, well, preacher, what's the answer? What do we do? How do we take back that we've lost? I'm glad you asked. He tells us how to do that in 2 Chronicles chapter 7. 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and verse 14. He says in verse 14, if my people, which are called by my name, amen. It's not the world, it's not the White House, it's our house that's going to make a difference. He said, if my people, which are called by my name. See, that's what David said over here in Psalms 9. Verse 12, he said, when he maketh inquisition for blood, when he said, when God's ready to pour out His wrath on mankind, he said, He remembereth them, He forgetteth not, listen to this, the cry of the humble. Amen. What's the answer, Pastor Jeff? What do we do? He said, if my people, which are called by my name, me and you, shall humble themselves. Amen. Come humbly for us. Humble ourselves. Get rid of our sins. Quit following self. Praise God. And follow God. Humble themselves. And pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then will I. See the difference here? It takes the if in order to get the I. Amen. Then will I hear from heaven, I'll forgive their sin, and what? I will heal their land. America's in trouble. Our nation is fallen. Amen. We need some help today. Our nation is being in trouble, praise God. We need to come humbly before God and say, Lord, God, I'm sorry, just an old sinner. And Lord, I come, Lord, asking You help me to do my part to take it back. You see, that's the only way we're going to get it back. We're going to get it back one life, one soul at a time. It's the only way we'll get it. It'll take one person, one life, one home, one family, one church, one neighborhood, one community, praise God, to take back America. I want to ask you this morning, do you care anything about the country? Do you care anything about your community? Do you care anything about your church? Do you care anything about your family? Do you care anything about your home? You say, oh yes, preacher, I love all those things. Do you love it enough? Praise God. He said, if you'll come humbly before me and pray and seek my face and turn from your wicked ways, he said, then I'll hear from heaven. Amen. And he said, I'll heal your land.